Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a D-cast.
Cast.
D-cast.
Po-cast.
No, I said D-cast.
Oh, D-cast.
P-O-D-cast. There you go. We got that in the air.
Welcome to the P-O-D-cast, everybody.
Oh, gosh. You know.
Gee, it was good to have Gavin today.
Gavin, really, I'm so glad she called him.
Helping us understand the plight of eastern suburbs Sydney, you know,
tough.
During a harrowing 10 hours of no power, 45,000 homes.
That's 90 minutes.
I an odd spot in the world because I lived in the eastern suburbs of Sydney for a long time, but I wasn't rich. So it's a very odd place to live if you don't have a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot
it
of people
depends,
that do
though.
That.
But there is are the Joneses situation?
Not really, because there's a lot of apartment blocks there that are quite small. And there's tons of places you can live where you don't have a lot of dough. So it's like, it's funny that they lost power in Double Bay, but you're like, oh, there's probably, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that thing of like.
I don't know where you're going with this, Ed.
Well, I never know how to make fun of it properly. Because I used to live there, it's my spot, so I'm allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But then
it's okay to make fun of rich
up,
people.
Yeah, it's okay. The idea of punching up is that you make fun of the rich people. Mm. But you go, but I lived there and I wasn't rich, so am I having a go at the people that were me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand now.
So I never know quite what to do.
Anyway, just
I think stay on track, mate.
Yeah,
we're loving it. We're loving it,
mate. I know. Anyway, who cares?
Have a great podcast, guys. I think this was a great show. Do you feel like January went for 2 years?
Yes.
That was a long-ass January.
It was.
30 days has, what is it?
September, April, June, and November.
Yes. I don't know the rest of it.
Nobody does.
Of 31.
Except for February with 28.
It's not a great rhyme.
It's
the best. Guys, it's a big Friday. We've got to get into it, and I'm annoyed. We've been jibbing people. Our friends who get up at the same time nice and early as us, they haven't had a chance to have a go at the secret sound for weeks, if not months.
Are you about to go rogue, Ed Cavalli?
Yes, this is about as rogue as I go. Guys, this is it for me. I'm zipping down the zippy a little bit.
It's out of control.
Hold him back.
I'm having a spot of milk in my coffee today.
Dairy milk?
I'm thinking about having Nutrilex and avocado on my paleo toast.
Mate,
I'll be face down in the park with Todd McKenney by day's end. So, Google it.
So, I offered to help my husband, and I'm never going to offer to help my husband ever again.
What?
I've learnt my lesson. Before, I was just, you know, swanning about, letting him do everything. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm going to hope to continue swanning about, letting him do everything. This is what's happened. So we're kind of living in separate cities. I'm in Sydney. He's working in Melbourne. We, you know, have long weekends together every weekend. It's kind of nice. Mm. But there's lots of, you know, stuff that we miss out on living separately. Like, hey, Dale, can you just do X, Y, and Z?
Because
you know, we're on the phone, we're texting. You forget. So all of our life admin's kind of fallen a bit behind. And yesterday we're talking. He was really stressed out. And I'm really stressed. I thought, Dale, let me help. Why don't you let me know some of the things in our life that I can, you know, take off your plate, thinking he might just, you know, send me a text that says, can you do this and this? I would love that, darling. I'll let you know. Thanks. Cool. Hang up the phone. I sit down, turn the telly on, get ready to relax for the next 5 hours.
Goodness, yeah.
And I start getting these alerts on my phone. Mm-hmm. Alert, alert, alert. Adrian has assigned task. Adrian has assigned task. I'm like, what the hell is going on? What is this? And I go to my emails. He's linked us up on this thing called Wunderlist, where all it is lists, and then you assign them to people, and then they tell you to keep doing the task, the alert, do the task, do that until it's done, in which case you get to tick it off, and it goes, bing! So now I've got to do all these lame-o things like...
Give us one.
Pay bond at new house.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to do that.
Anything but that.
I don't even know how to log into our internet banking.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's going to be tough.
Yeah. Organize exit clean on Airtasker.
Oh, my God.
Boring.
Okay. All right. So I'm on this too as well. My wife's got this list thing called Trello. That's her app.
The other one. Yeah,
that's her torture
app
of choice, right? And one of the, and she's got on this list, so she'll keep sending me the same thing. I've been getting this. My wife is doing the same thing to me
right
now.
So now your phone is nagging you.
Yes, yeah. And one of the things I had to do was organise a cleaner for our house.
Old house.
These two, okay. I mean, first things first, Tiff and Adrian should just go off together so you and I can go and happily live in a commune. And good idea. Does your husband, my wife's got the thing called, I call the FaceTime follow-up. So if I break away from her routine for me, right? If I break the shackles and I go and do something insane, like go and get a coffee, right? She'll call Grant and I'll deny the call because I feel guilty. I'm like, she can't see me in this cafe. And then she'll do what I call the FaceTime follow up, where she'll call on FaceTime.
What? Right? That is out of control.
I'll deny it. And she'll keep calling until I answer. And honestly, sometimes I try and angle it so it looks like I'm not,
you're not in a coffee shop.
Oh, that is so sad. I got the remedy for you because I discovered it yesterday. Because you start getting so guilty about not putting anything off the list. So you add things to the list like go and have a coffee. And then you go and have a coffee, take that baby off,
list,
and it goes,
baby.
Bing, and you go,
living by the rules.
I'm going to add, get a girlfriend today.
There you go.
I love it when celebrities' tattoos go wrong. And Ariana Grande, well, this came out yesterday, but there's been an update. She wanted to get 7 rings in Japanese, but she got a word that meant small Japanese barbecue instead.
I live for it. Because surely you'd think famous people would have people around them to say, hey, let's check that off. Let's make sure it's right because the world's going to know about it, Ariana.
Pretty simple. Yeah. Like, come on, man. So make those sort of mistakes when you go to Bali, not when you're Ariana Grande.
Exactly. So she ended up with something that says Japanese barbecue. And then there's been an update, boys. Mm-hmm. So she has a Japanese tutor who suggested she add the word finger into the thing so that it would read 7 ring finger, which seven circle finger, which is like 7 rings in Japanese.
Yeah,
but she's put finger in the wrong place, so now it just reads Japanese barbecue finger.
Yeah, and look, I know that we're all having a laugh, but this actually happened to me. I went to get a Japanese tattoo. I wanted to get something really sort of meaningful and sort of poetic. So I wanted them to give me "to be or not to be," the classic line from Hamlet. But when they did it, they accidentally did 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Did they?
Really hurt, man. There's a lot of characters in that.
Is that
really
why hurt? You never take your jacket off when we ask for the gun show? Yeah, now I get it.
Alpha 7:05, this is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
There's only one thing better than a fry-yay, and that's winning $10,000 on a fry-yay for some kid from Sydney. 11-year-old Keegan from Forestville is ready to play. Keegan, good morning to you. Have you thought about how amazing it might be to win $10,000? What would you do?
I'd probably buy a couple iPhones.
What do you need a couple for?
I don't know.
Why not?
Just give
them
your friends.
Sell them in the playground. Yeah. Start a business.
You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A today, Keegan. A for arm.
Yep.
For each question you get right, you got $100, $10,000 if you can get them all. Best of luck. Your letter is A. Here we go. Name a fruit.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Pass.
A sport.
Athletics.
A season of the year.
Pass.
Something you wear in the kitchen cooking.
Apron.
A Disney character.
Pass.
A mode of transport.
Aeroplane.
A country.
Australia.
A colour.
Pass.
An insect?
Pardon?
Ant.
He said ant. Yeah, he said pardon ant.
I think pardon. Okay. Pardant.
Yeah,
that's what
he said.
Keegan, nice job. It's not easy under pressure, but for you got $400.
Yay!
You happy with that, man?
Yep.
That is the best. Good on you, Keegan. $400 for you. Fire Festival was the Netflix documentary. This was a music festival in the Bahamas that never happened. They paid Instagram models like Kylie Jenner hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote the thing. They sold really expensive tickets, But there really was no festival. It was an absolute mess. Netflix made a documentary about it. It was amazing. But really, the huge takeaway of the documentary for anyone that's seen it wasn't the fact that they scammed all these people. It was a man called Andy King. Now, he was one of the executives working on the festival. And in the documentary, he's telling his side of the story. And he tells about a moment when all this water had arrived at the Bahamas, but the customs officer wouldn't release the water. And then things got weird.
Will you suck to fix this water problem? He said, Andy, if you will go down and suck Cunningham's, who's the head of customs, and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival. I drank some mouthwash and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team.
Andy is the hero of this documentary.
My jaw was on the ground. I had to rewind it to watch that bit again because I thought, I've misunderstood. He wasn't going to do that. He wasn't really going to do that. And
that's
also, what's with the mouthwash?
That's absolutely right. I tried that at Sydney Airport when I had too many big Toblerones. And, it didn't work. But look, the fact remains, there are many ways to take one for the team. That's one. But there are many other ways in situations where, you know what? No, guys. I'll be the one who drives. I'll drive. We're going to the best big day out. I used to be the designated driver for big day outs and also those sorts of things, right? Yep. Yeah. Take one for the team. I'll do that. If you've ever taken one for the team, it doesn't have to be the way Andy was preparing to.
Well, it can be, though.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
I'd like to hear if it ever was. But
if you have, we'd love to know about it on 131060. And Grant Denyer, one of Australia's heroes, I believe you've taken one for the team once.
Yeah, it was the Dancing with the Stars after party. I just won. And the CEO of the network's wife had had about 47 Chardonnays. And we're all.
Rich white people love Chardonnay so much?
All the contestants are like, okay, who's going to dance with the CEO's wife? And they all nominated me and because I'd won. And I was like, okay. And she was an aggressive dancer. She would run from the other side of the dance floor and just jump on you. And you had to catch her. Like you had to dirty dance with her all night.
Oh, man.
And then I got pulled into the CEO's office next day. And he went, oh, congratulations, winning Dance with the Stars. By the way, never dance with my wife again.
Oh,
are you joking?
It backfired.
I thought my career was going to be over. I nearly got sacked.
That's unbelievable. You took one for the team and you almost got the boot for it.
I know. It was savage. Right. I thought my career was over before it had even started.
Okay. If you've taken one for the team, call us 131060. We're going to help you out as well. Dinner tonight, sorted, vouchers to spend at Char Grill Charlie. So,
oh, yum.
Good
man,
stuff.
They do a bean and avocado salad. Oh.
If you've taken one for the team, 131060, we'll chat to you next.
We are talking about moments in the past when you've just taken one for the team like a hero. Because this Fyre Festival documentary, I mean, the highlight for me was Andy King, one of the executives who, how do I say this, who said that he was willing to engage in an adult activity that required him to use mouthwash in order to release bottles of water from customs. He didn't have to do it, thank God, but we are talking times you take one for the team. We're going to kick it off with our fearless producer, Sexy Vi. Vi, darling, what did you do?
Look, I was overseas a couple of years ago with my best friend and we're in Croatia and she met the hottest guy you've ever seen in your whole entire life and he had a friend with him who was not so hot and I don't even think he was straight. And in order for her to hook up with the hot friend, I had to bash the other guy.
You took the not so nice mate, so your mate, that's good. That's taken.
Were they saying the same thing?
Oh, no.
No, absolutely not. Have you seen me, Ed?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was saying about your friend. That's always a question with that one. All right.
Melissa in Campbelltown. Were you a hero? Did you take one for the team?
Yes, I did. I was on a volunteer trip to India and there was about eight of us. We were in a house and we were talking to some people with a bunch of translators. And the family offered us this green leaf and it had things wrapped in it. And I kept saying to the translator, like, what is this? And no one on the team would say anything. They all sat right back. I thought, it's rude not to accept something. So I thought, I'll take one for the team and I'll take this. And I kept saying to the translator, do I eat this? And she kept saying, yes, yes. So I put the whole thing in my mouth and started chewing on it. And that was until everyone who was Indian started laughing. I thought, I've done something wrong. This isn't what you're meant to be doing. And it tasted, it's hard to explain, a bunch of like a mint tobacco and some kind of marijuana.
Just
everything was in my mouth and I was trying to swallow it and trying to get it down, but it was so potent. And it wasn't until I came running outside vomiting it that the translator told me that you were meant to eat it in very small bits, and it was a delicacy, and it was marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. The whole thing in the mouth.
You smashed it. That's tough going.
Then they'll be like, "What? Yeah,
She's hardcore.
What a legend! Oh, you guys got some twisties? I'm so peckish now.
Got some nachos right now." Matt in Seven Hills. Oh, now this story starts at a butts party, so just remember, there's littlies in cars, Matt.
I know, Ash. Good morning, everybody. How's things?
So good. Well, yeah. We're good.
Go, this is the G-rated version, obviously. So, Buck's party up at Newcastle, and one of my friends met a nice young lady and needed the services of the room. So I said to them, yeah, sure, you can have the room and I'll sleep in the car. But before I left, she sort of gave me the tap on the shoulder to see if I wanted to stay. And I'm like, no, that's okay.
Oh, wow. What a good mate. You've not only slept in the car, but you could have had some fun.
You left him to it. What a genius.
He wanted to interrupt.
It wasn't even like he had to go to another room. He went to the car, the poor fellow.
Was your mate thankful, Matt?
Well, it's one of these things, Ash. It's just like this unwritten thing. It's just like, it was a bit of a nod in the morning, you know?
That's not
an actual thanks so much, but it was like a little wink.
Yeah.
See, a girl would hold that over her girlfriend's head for years. Like, I'm going to need you to pick me up from my wax. Because remember that time?
Time I slept in the Hyundai Getz.
Yeah, you kind of still owe me for that. So I'll see you at 11.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast Podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
We're very excited to have our mate Tommy Little here in the studio.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Now, I'm a little bit nervous because I got an email that had a sense of urgency saying I need to come in here, which doesn't make me feel good.
Hang on. You're meant to work here. remember how you have that's this show name. That you do every day that hasn't been on for like 18 months? That wasn't from us. That was HR.
You know what this is, Cavalli? This is early morning anger. This is breakfast anger.
Yeah.
The tiredness has just hit in for the year.
Yeah.
And you're taking it out on other people, mate.
Don't get angry at me
being on paternity leave. Get angry at Ash for not being pregnant.
I was about to say, these boys are on my dick every day. Have a baby so we can have a couple of months off. I'm not Harry Bickmore. That turn of phrase and that
sentence, that's not how it works. I don't reckon.
No, but she's doing it wrong.
That's why
London,
it's not working.
Come on, Lundo.
I've got a question for you, Tommy.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm asking this on behalf of every eligible woman and some eligible men, a man of Australia. It's the 31st of December, 2018. A very relaxed Tommy Little is in Bali in Instagram. He uploads this photo staring into the horizon with a lady's head on his shoulder. We cannot see her face. 231 comments from heartbroken men and women all over the country. Who is it? Who is she? Who's the lady, Tommy?
Do you want the truth? Or
is the truth salacious or is the truth going to disappoint us all?
I don't know. Ed, I'm looking into your eyes. Is this time for the truth?
I think it's time for the. I think it is time for the truth.
It's a woman who I think, in hindsight, was a Russian prostitute.
Oh, good. It's good.
In hindsight, as in after you opened your wallet? Or?
No. I met her and she was really cute and we started talking and then she started showing me pictures of her friends that were arriving tomorrow and she was like, doctor, she's a doctor. And I said, oh, are you a doctor? And she said, oh, darling, I am not a doctor.
Ooh.
And I was like, what do you do? And she goes, I deal in love.
Oh. She said, I deal in love.
Yeah, I deal in love. And I said, do you want to catch up later? And she was like, oh, honey, no. And I looked at her and I said, what? And she grabbed me by the back of the head, like the hair.
What?
And she goes, never trust a Russian.
Wow.
And I looked at her and I said, But you're a Russian.
Yeah, aren't you a Russian?
And she goes, yes, exactly. And then she kissed me and left.
Wow.
Really?
So
does that mean you are single?
Well, and broke now.
Yes. You're a cheeky monkey, Tommy Little. I don't believe a word you say.
No, I'm in a grey area at the moment.
I love a grey area.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means I'm not sure. It means I'm not sure. means I don't want to say I'm single.
Whose court is the ball in?
Yeah.
To make the call of, all right, that's it. Whose court is the ball in?
No, the ball's in the air.
Well, it was in the air.
Yeah. No one's caught.
You're yet to decide?
There's been a long term on off that we're not sure whether it's on or off.
Why do you keep breaking up?
Because we don't like each other that much.
Okay, not a great story.
Okay.
But then you get back together and it's great short term.
Well, then we age. And then we age and then we look at each other and we go, geez. You're not the best, but there's not that much else out there.
Yeah, look, and which is the name of Channel 9's new show. There's not that much else out there. I can see how nerve-wracking this is for you. This grey area, man, I would just sort it.
Yeah, just you can't be in limbo.
You've got one or t'other.
Yeah, but we've sorted it like four times.
So stop sorting it and just get out of each other's lives and make the call.
Yeah, but then I end up on a beach in the other part of the world with a Russian prostitute on my shoulder and I'm thinking, is this that good?
Yes, it sounded awesome. It really sounded awesome, to be honest.
Grant, what do you reckon?
Mate, someone told me once, it's either working or it's not. If you're on and off, it's not working, bro. You gotta cut it loose and let the universe bring something new into your life.
And in the time it took to say that sentence, I have booked a flight to Moscow.
Here we go. Yeah. He's on his way.
Thank you very much.
He's making a Trump-style P-tape.
Yeah, P-tape.
Nikita, I'm coming.
All right, Mr. Little. When can people see him live, please, MC?
May 17, 18 at the Enmore and Chatswood for the Self-Diagnosed Genius Tour. Bang. All the info, the tickets, comedy.com.au. But got a double pass now. So
Let's give it away.
Yep.
Cost 13.60. Mm-hmm.
Call us now.
And when do you know the radio program? When is it back on live?
We are back on air whenever the boss says she's ready to go. Yeah. So until then,
what a scare.
Sweet paternity leave for the big dog.
Unbelievable. Alrighty. It's not often that I'll say, hey, there are some comments online which were a lot of fun. But this is great work. Congratulations to the people who've got involved here. An anti-vax mum has gone on Facebook and asked how to protect her unvaccinated 3-year-old from a measles outbreak. So this is part of the post. She's written, my 3-year-old is not vaccinated and there is currently measles outbreaking. Any suggestions for precautions I can take to protect her? Now, remember there was a story the other day that there was a child coming into Sydney Airport and then they'd been at 8 locations, I believe it was.
That's right.
Infected with measles. It is 2019. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, this was eradicated 19 years ago. They believed that measles were eradicated from...
In the year 2000, it was declared dead in America. But it's back and we have, ironically, Facebook to thank for a lot of it. But the comments came in thick and fast. Very, very good. Grant, your favourite?
If only they made some type of vaccination to prevent the child from getting it, says Alyssa.
That's a good one. This is... I'm going with this one.
How good is this? I was vaccinated, but I also ate kale once. I'll let you decide why I never had the measles.
What about build a wall around her and make the vaccinated people pay for it? Sending my thoughts and prayers. It's a Trump dig as well. I like
Do you know
that.
What's the irony of this, though, is where do most of the anti-vax people get their non-information that they then put around
Facebook.
And then when they go to Facebook, it's the other tribe of people who, right-thinking people who go, no, vaccinations work, that's when you butt up against it.
It's crazy. Well, someone actually wrote in one of the comments, just post about it on Facebook. In any case, do not take them to a medical doctor. Facebook is the most reliable source of medical information, particularly when it comes to vaccine science. Hashtag God bless.
Scott goes, I've give my dog Milkbone dog treats and my dog's never had the measles, so try that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the takeaway is just vaccinate your kids, isn't it?
No, I'm going to go. I've got to go to a couple of Facebook groups that I think will change your mind.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a couple based in Byron Bay. I think they're going to change. They're going to change your mind, you idiot.
Hard to avoid yesterday, MC, an absolute stinker of a day. A tar melter it was before that southerly came through and changed the conditions. 40 degrees in the city. It's on the front page of the Daily Telegraph today. Dark ages is the headline because so many parts of Sydney's eastern suburbs were thrown into absolute chaos with widespread power outages, as told by the news.
45,000 homes were without power. It stretched all the way from Double Bay down to Covelli.
And you can call us anytime on 131060 if you want to talk about what's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And one of the affected residents from Double Bay has given us a call on 131060. Hello.
Yes, hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who is calling from my darkened Double Bay mansion. I am now completely in the dark. I understand that they said that it's been caused by weeds covering a power station. I can assure you I always trim the weeds around my power station.
Oh, God.
I can tell you that this blackout came at a very bad time. I was having a soiree when the lights went out and all my guests are still stuck here. It's like a permanent Dating in the Dark episode. I'm walking through now. I can feel someone in front of me. Hello, who's this?
Tell the young bloods. Get it, baby. Get it.
Thank you, Corey Norman. No, I won't have any powder, but thank you for asking. I'm glad that you're here, Corey Norman. When the power goes out, I want to have as many NRL players around as possible because they already know how to drink their own urine to survive.
Oh, God.
Hang on a second. I'm bumping into another guest. Excuse me.
Haven't had sex for 8 years.
Oh, yuck. It's Mel from Married at First Sight who hasn't had sex in 8 years. Her power station's definitely off.
Hey, don't be mean to Mel. That's be on the show, yeah, she's really nice. We love Mel.
What have we said about interrupting? A woman when she's talking.
Sorry, Gavin.
Hashtag Gavin too.
Carry on, Gavin.
I know what it's like to go without love for 8 minutes. Oh. Hey, Grant.
Yes, Gavin.
Why don't you come over? My electric gate isn't working, but you can fit in the doggy door. Hey, Ash, you know a thing or two about the doggy door, don't you?
Thank you, Gavin.
Did we mean to put Sweet But Psycho before we introduced our next star?
That's why I'm laughing. That is why I'm laughing.
Okay.
So our guest in studio is Mel from Married at First Sight. She's the star of the show. She used to work here at Today FM. Hello, Mel.
Hello. How are you guys?
So good. And you are the star. You know that you are, of all the people, everyone love you the most.
Oh, I don't think so. But you know what? I'll take it. Why not? Why not?
You will take it. Most people go onto a reality TV show and they act and badly, quite frankly. But this really does appear like it's you, the real you, the crazy, lovable, lunatic you.
Yeah, look, I've got to admit, there's been so many people, you know, and comments saying, oh, if she's not an actor, I'll eat my shoe. Well, start eating, bitch, like, you know. And then, you know, the other one's like, she surely is an actor. Nobody could be that insane in real life.
No, you are.
Well, I mean, would we say insane?
Yes.
Okay,
so
great.
Mel,
yeah.
We love you for it, though.
We're going with lovably insane. And the comment that's resonated with the whole country and everyone's wanting to know, is it true you haven't had intimate relations for 8 years?
Yeah. Well, that is true. I mean, it's just the home run I haven't done.
The other bases are covered.
Yep. But that's still a long time.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, I guess sometimes you can do the job better yourself, I guess.
Sometimes.
No, but yeah, it has been that long. And it wasn't planned. And it wasn't like I went and put a, you know, chastity belt on or anything. It was a kind of decision, a thought that I wanted to wait, you know, for the one, and who knew it was that hard to find a good guy.
Now what do you tell us about that though? So what is it that happens to you when you meet a guy and you go out and you go on a couple of dates or whatever and you think it's going well, then what happens? What's been going on for so long that it hasn't been working? What happens?
Well, if it gets past the first date, again, have you met me?
Yeah.
For the first
time? But also there aren't heaps of great guys. I remember my single days in Sydney and I went on one Tinder date and 20 seconds in, I thought, get me out of this. It's not like we're swimming in amazing guys, don't you think, Mel?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like, you know, these amazing, beautiful guys that want to treat me amazing are knocking at my door. No, it is really hard to even find a guy to date. Dating's hard. It's not fun.
It can't be as hard, though, as spending 24 hours a day locked in an apartment with someone that you just met and had to marry.
Well, okay, this is true again.
Yeah.
But I think that I thought that, you know, being matched by science, we had to do a lot of kind of questionnaires about our values. We had to do so many tests. Mm. I mean, it's legit harder to get on Married at First Sight than it would be to become a Russian spy. I'm not even lying.
Really?
They test you, they do everything. And so I thought that, you know, they would match people to, you know, with their values and what they physically like and stuff. I mean, obviously my experiment is, hey, let's match her with someone that has nothing at all in common
zero.
With her.
Like, yeah. Missed the meditation. Yeah. And you tried the meditating.
Yeah. That didn't go
namaste.
That well. Namaste. Namaste. No, namaste.
How did you go
when you revealed that you had a name for your downstairs region? What's the name again?
Yeah, we outed Sally on this show.
Yeah.
Sally, that's right. How did he react?
He said, wow, that was interesting about Sally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, do you want to meet her again?
Hang
on.
No.
What base has Dino gotten to? First,
well,
second,
I guess,
third home
you know,
run?
You'll just have to wait and see. Maybe he meditated Sally to a, you know.
Into a trance.
Took Sally to another place.
Yeah.
Indian tantric stuff with it. Tantric
very
stuff.
Strong. Yeah.
If you've got a question for Mel about the relationship, about Dino, about Married at First Sight.
Sally.
Give us a call. Or Sally.
Or Sally.
Keep it clean, though. 131060. You can chat to her next on Today FM Breakfast.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
We go to Mel from Married at First Sight, the star of the show, who's joining us in studio today. Obviously, a former, used to work here at Today FM. Now, Mel, I know she's not wearing the wedding ring from Married at First Sight. Why
What's
not?
What's happened?
You know what? It fell off my finger yesterday and I kind of lost it. But I'm obviously still married, I know.
Well, kind of
lost
it or lost
noticed.
It?
Okay, lost
it's
it.
Lost?
It kind of sounds a bit more easy because I haven't mentioned that yet.
Okay.
So,
okay. Have you told Dino?
No. Okay. Like, this has just happened, guys.
Okay.
This is bad.
We've got
Does Dino have a name for here? You got Sally. What's Dino called his?
You know what? We haven't named it, and I'd be scared to.
You could
imagine.
But you've seen it.
What, it's big?
No,
it's not big.
No, I don't know. I mean, no. stop it.
Anaconda?
Or maybe like. What's a little? What's a
hungry caterpillar?
Tic-tac.
Maybe a little hungry caterpillar. Hungry yes. caterpillar.
So she has seen it.
No,
we've got some callers who are desperate to ask them a question. Zoe in Parramatta, have you got a question for Married at First Sight's Mel?
I do, Mel. I'm such a massive fan of yours on the show. Favorite one to watch. I myself have just come out of a relationship, and was absolutely dying to know. What happened with you and your last partner? Like, why did you guys separate?
Oh, gosh, that was so long ago. That was obviously like not 9 years ago or 8 years ago or whatever. So that was, yeah, look, it wasn't great. We didn't part on great terms. I'll just leave it at that. It was not so good.
Do you ever stalk him on Facebook or online anywhere?
No. I gave that up a few months after we broke up. So okay. I'm not really very good at that. But back then, I mean, he's married with kids now.
Yeah, he's moved on. He's moved on.
I think everyone's moved on. Yeah. No one's stalking me. Damn you.
What I love about you in this show, though, is you might be the only person in there that's actually there for the right reasons to actually fall in love, where the others are probably just there to be famous.
Well, you know, like, yeah, I'm not sure, like, what all their motives are. I'm not going to speculate. I'll give you a list later. No.
There we go.
No, but I think, you know, even with my husband, it comes up that, you know, I question his
intentions.
Because he's been on other reality shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been on First Dates and some other shows, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He has indeed.
Well, Rachel in Blacktown, you've got the next question for lovely Mel. What would you like to ask her?
Hey, girl, so since being on the show, do you find that you have a lot of mail sliding into your DMs on Insta?
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was the funny thing. Everyone's like, oh, my God, you're going to have so many dick pics, you know, sliding in your DMs. And I'm like, I've never received one. And so one of the other girls on the show sent me one just as a, this is what it's going to be. And it was alarming, let's say. Yeah. He had not filtered it. Like, I mean, put some filters on your penis. Yeah,
Wait a second. So you got a referred genital pic. You didn't get one yourself. Well, you got a second-hand genital pic.
No, I know, how sad is that? But it was just in preparation. And oh, so here's the funny thing. Yeah. So obviously
you were prepared.
There's a group chat going with some, like the other people, and you know, a couple of the girls are like, oh, they're getting, you know, so many of those in their DMs. And mine was filled with, oh my God, you look beautiful. Where'd you get your wedding dress from? Okay. And next one, oh my God, where's your wedding dress from? Where's my dick then? Like, you know, and I don't want them, but the fact that now I'm not getting them, I want them. Do you know what I mean? Like, of course.
All right. Well, let's at least, if you're out there now, maybe send a tasteful one, put it in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
All right. So last question before we go, any juicy details coming up at any of the dinner parties? Come on, give us something. Give us something to live for.
Okay. I have to say that this season makes last season look like you're watching Mary Poppins. It is out of control. Like, the dinner parties are next level. Like, we only see it. Like, we haven't seen any of it. So we're watching it in the same time as you guys are watching it.
Gotcha.
But I'm having to watch this series because so many of the things that happen, I'm like, did that actually just happen? So I need to watch it to remind myself that it actually happened.
Because it's that outrageous.
It is that outrageous. Like, it is outrageous. Like, and you know, you can't even script this stuff. Like, it's outrageous. It's blue. Like,
oh,
you'll
gosh.
See.
I'm so excited.
So please, like, tuck in. Even this, the first dinner party, the first commitment ceremony, like, just there's a little taste for what you've got to expect.
Well, Mel, we've got to go because Hughie and Kate are about to start. So thank you.
It's Mel _ Lucarelli on Instagram. Chuck her a follow.
Mel
get
Lucarelli.
Sliding.
Just sending her a picture now.
Grant.
Honestly. Come on.
Of my new beard. Like, guys.
Okay. And Married at First Sight returns 7 p.m. Sunday on
Good
9.
On
we
Mel.
Can't wait.
On your Mel. Great
and
work.
Make sure you're watching on Sunday night as well, because we've got another chance for you to pick up $500. Oh, there'll be a code word. Take note. And you can win it on Monday. Married at First Sight. Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 9.
It was a great week, boys. It was a short week, but thanks for making it wonderful. I love you guys.
I think MVP goes to you today, Dahl, making it through, although you're crook and didn't sleep last night and really under the weather. Well done.
I'm going to go straight home and sleep until Monday morning. I may come in the same clothes on Monday.
This week was massive, guys. Next week's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, we've got the Virgin from Married at First Sight, who I love. He's a sweetheart.
Great.
Hughie, Zoe Foster-Blake, a.k.a. my future best friend. All the women of Australia are obsessed with her on Instagram.
I'm excited about Josh and Austin, the homeschool Christians from MKR. I've got an idea that you guys play strip Bible quiz.
I'm up for it. Because he will be naked by the end of it, because no one knows the Bible more than I do.
Yeah, back to front. We've challenged you a couple of times. You are unbeaten. Yeah.
Plus Anastasia and Faye from Gogglebox. Like, they're the favourites, right? They're the favourites.
Yeah, you're Malacca.
Malacca!
And should the secret sound not go off today, a clue on Monday at 7:50.
Yes.
Now, there's a reason to live.
Yep. Now, just before we get out of here, R&B Fridays is about to start. R&B Vine Days is happening tomorrow in the Hunter Valley at Bimbadjan. Craig David, Nelly, All Saints, Amaree. Tickets, there's only a few left. You can snap them up from Ticketmaster.
Never, ever, have I ever felt so low.
But if you'd rather save your cash, we've got a double pass right now. So give us a call. Yeah, why not? Go see R&B Vine Days. 13 10 60. I think, that's it. That's it. We're done.
See ya.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London.